Welcome back to the Preacher Parker Show. Glad to be back with Viva La Revolution in the house with my boy Buttercup in...
Fuck, what was it? Oh, Swiss Roll. Fucking Swiss,
Swiss mother effing Roll. We about to do this thing big, do it live, do it stream. You about to hear from your people.
God, it's like I'm surrounded by idiots.
So, as we can all tell, there's one thing we got to talk about right now.
Wow.
George Floyd and the aftermath and what's going on because of that.
Let's talk about it.
Start off, boy. Don't point at me.
Well, first off, the first thing we can say is he was murdered. From the video, you can see that cop was out of line.
All of them are.
We're not going to get into conspiracy theories about it right now.
Too soon.
We're just going to talk about the facts. The cops have all been charged now, which is a good thing.
All the same crimes, though? All the same charges, my bad.
I mean... This is a hard case because, you know, there's so many ways you can look at this and what it brought to the spotlight. Yes, let's be honest, you know, black people get killed by cops, Spanish, whites, of all cultures get killed by cops. But the only reason why this one is such a big deal is because of how long it was and how you just literally just seen death in front of your eyes and nobody done anything about it. And the cops almost... How would you say it? Like, protected. Like they, it's almost like they was all in on it. That's
how
I felt.
They were cowardly.
That's even better.
I think they were cowardly. Yeah. I don't think they were all in an idea to do this, but I think they were just cowards. The other one was just a dick.
You think it was a vendetta?
No, I think he's just a dick. He didn't give a fuck.
But you know what I find problematic, too, is the fact that these people are so desperate for change. They're ready to do this protesting and all that. If they were really desperate for a change, or if they wanted to save his life, why do people stand by idly and record with their cell phones?
Thank you.
Instead of stepping
Somebody
in
said.
And trying to make a difference.
How long can you watch a man be choked by a cop with a knee in his back before you get involved?
With a knee in his neck.
Knee in his neck at that.
Well, I think most people would be fearful of their life.
Now, I heard it was...
They might shoot.
I heard it was illegal. Is it illegal?
Yes.
Now, tell me this, though. If you stepped in to intervene...
It's a touchy subject, I think.
Yeah.
Have you stepped in to intervene?
Citizen's arrest.
Yep. No. You stepped in to intervene and you died because of it. Then how much would that further the cause? Even more. You become a martyr for that cause.
The martyr of the martyr?
Wow. Yeah, you got a point there.
Candy,
yeah.
If you see someone being killed...
How is the most...
We are allowed to to attack an officer if they are out of line.
Yeah,
but the problem is when you went in court.
The judge
that's my
be,
problem. Because that's a law that you can defend yourself, but at the same time, where the court uphold that law?
I don't know. They usually take the cop side. That's the true fact. That's the problem that we need to be fixed. Cops are not always right.
Thank you.
They fuck up.
Let's be
They're
real.
Assholes.
Let's be real. I, you know, it's sad because for all the good cops out there, we appreciate you. You know, for doing your job the right way and make sure you handle the crimes that are crimes. But for them cops that are really just effed up and just don't give a damn and just want to hurt people, I don't know, man. Like, why did you even get the job, bro? And the real, that's my question.
Like, and this guy had like 18 charges or 15 charges, something like that.
Damn.
Some aggressive behavior.
Wow, that's more than I do.
You know one thing I find weird is usually if cops are being recorded, they'll change the way they act. They're going to act more appropriate.
Mm.
This cop is being recorded by multiple people. There's a crowd watching and... He is still doing all this, knowing he's... You'd have to know you're going to lose your job.
Was it... How about this? Was his death that important? Was you killing this man that personal? Like, we don't know the true 100% story behind people's lives. Was his life worth killing in that officer's eyes?
No, there's no way. Unless it's a threat, like the guy had a gun or a knife and was charging or shooting at him. Yeah, there's it's okay to do that, but that, no. You already have him handcuffed. He's on the ground. He's not going to be able to really get away. There's like three other cops. He's not John Wick. He's not going to...
He's probably seen the movie before he got there.
He's not going
to
jump up and...
About to be funny,
right,
I'm just saying.
Okay, so the cop understood this. Grab him, put him in the police car, boom, done.
But that was the thing. They had him handcuffed, and I think... Did they try to put him in or something?
They put him in a cop car. At least they roughed him up inside the cop car, too. Because there was other videos when they touched him doing some movements in the car. as if they was just attacking him. Then they slammed the door and stuff. So it was like there was a lot going on with this situation. Now let me ask you just one thing from the conspiracy point of view.
Oh shit!
This is getting deep. You know how we get on people. It just gets real. The question is, from a conspiracy point of view, was this just staged?
I don't like so.
Do you think it's a possibility that they was paid actors to play a position just to get people riled up just for a bigger cause?
Or willing sacrifices for a bigger cause.
No, I don't think so. I think it was an actual event, and they capitalized it. Politicians
see how many different ways it
could go? It could go many ways.
One of them is the truth.
It could be that. It could be that, once again, like every election year, Democrats and leftists are capitalizing on the tragedy of the African-American community. Because if you notice the pattern, virtually every election year, something like this happens. All the way back to Rodney King, an election year.
Wow.
It needs to get stupid shit. It pisses me off. I also hate when they show that, this percentage of African-Americans have voted versus white people. I'm like, should be just American. I don't label white or black person. Say American.
Now you see, now you touched on another deep subject right there. What is considered American?
Well, anyone that's born here or is willing to come here and work their ass off and do it the right way. Boom. And defend.
So America is not really a culture then. It's just like a title almost.
If you look at what they say, America was founded for just freedom. Separation, they wanted to escape the monarchy.
Kings,
they wanted
queens,
their own rule.
Queens, kings.
Yeah, that's what.
That's heavy stuff right there because, then, for those who are not willing to commit to the way America is, you're not technically American, in a sense.
See, under certain social systems, certain political systems, you can work as hard as you want, do whatever you want, but you'll only make it to a certain level. Now, in America, you may never make it nowhere. You may stay at the bottom the whole time, but you have the chance and you have the opportunity to skyrocket to success here, whereas other places, you'd be limited on that.
And if there is a roadblock somehow from some unlawful thing, go around it. Try to beat it. And then work your way, try to change it. Simple as that.
So do you feel that every American truly has an opportunity to make it in this country?
Yeah, but it won't be easy.
Or you think there is some kind of blockage for some people?
I think it goes much deeper than that. I'm going to go to the fact that I think it is everyone has a destiny. Everyone has a path that they are put here for. And not everyone, what the world calls success is not necessarily success. You could be at the top of this world, but you might have nothing. You could have it all, but in the end, you have nothing. If you think about it.
I agree. 100%.
It's hard because there might be limitations
success
based on what you're trying to do.
Defining success is it's an opinion, basically. Hmm. Someone that has lives in a trailer park, has a lot of money, but doesn't want to, move up and stay right there. Because they consider that to be their most successful thing. They're okay with that. And you have people that want to strive to be better. That's their version of success. It's all opinion-based.
You know what I like? There was a guy I went to, a network company. The man said on the stage, he said, raise your hand if you know somebody that's successful who's tall. People raised their hand. You know somebody that, he kept on saying, somebody that's short. Somebody that's handicapped. Somebody that's fat. Somebody that's ugly. So then everybody that kept on raising their hands, he said, so what's stopping you from being successful?
True.
And it hurt. Because you realize that no matter what you said, there was somebody that was successful no matter the predicament of their life.
The only thing I say is, once you give up and you don't want to go forward, that's when you end up in those situations. You got to keep fighting.
I saw a CNN show. They showed this income inequality chart. And it showed that the average white income was, I think, $161,000. Which is...
Damn!
If that's the average, that's because there must be a lot of billionaire white people.
Yeah, you got a point.
Regular white people ain't a part of that. Now, it said the average black income, $17,000.
Wow.
And now I'm thinking in my head, you could make more money working at Walmart than that.
Exactly.
So,
You got a point. See what I'm saying? That's why I don't look at the statistics. You know why? Because sometimes I ask myself, how do they know truly the statistics of things? And they can say, 50% of people like the Republicans. I never voted in, say, I like the Republicans. I never signed the paper. I never signed the paper that I, you know, I lived in certain houses. So how do they know statistically in a country who does what? Oh, you know, we know where 30% of Americans are vegetarians. How the frick do you know that I'm a vegetarian or not?
You didn't ask me.
You didn't
and
ask
also,
me.
And also, some vegetarians will change and become back to meat.
Yes. So how do you know? So when they start putting statistics up there, it's like, how do I know they're telling 100% truth?
Like the polls that Biden's beating Trump, but who'd they poll?
Thank you. I never got a vote in. I never said who I liked it more.
Are we in quarantine?
Well, they say there's... If they do polls by phone calls or whatever, how do we know they ain't just going to a liberal college campus and polling the students? And most of them are going to think one way.
Like I said, Biden wins, he's going to die. Vice president's going to be a woman. She's going to become the president.
Wow, that's heavy.
This world's going to be a 50-50.
So he chose a woman vice president?
I think he is. He is.
You got to do something bold to win.
He's got.
He's going to pick a black woman vice president.
Michelle Obama.
No.
Wow. We called it. If it happens, if it happens.
If that happens,
if it happens, we're screwed. Wait.
You mean Michael Obama?
Let me rephrase this.
Oh, my God.
Let me rephrase this for black America. I have no personal problem with Michelle Michael Obama. The point I'm trying to say is we don't know what the truly is, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, conspiracies. And there's not too many ways to really prove it. I know there's people going to say, well, I was in school with him. How can you never meet the person that was in school with that person?
Exactly.
I want to see one time when they say 20 kids were scared. I went to school with that person. That was not the great person, but I was in school with them. How come you never see reports about that? Nobody wants to talk about they went to school with that person. Why? Because there's no proof that person actually went to that same school. It's like that movie Salt with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, shit.
And you find out that motherfucker really is a Russian-ass spy, and then she didn't know, but then at a certain point she realized that she was. Like, I'm just saying, this stuff can happen. I know we get way off the top with this George Floyd thing. The point is, racism didn't stop. Period. But the looting also has to stop, because now we're looting
and destroying young black community.
Why are we looting? What does that have to do with George Floyd Day?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
I want to say something though about the people that are fighting to end racism. Let me explain something that's very simple. Racism is a form of ignorance, but it is taught. You are not born with it.
Yes.
To true. Say you want to end racism is to say you want to end someone's free will. Yes, their free will choices are shitty, and they're shitty people. But how can you end someone's choice? Like, that, when it comes to that, I'm not talking about no Planned Parenthood choice either, so fuck that shit, fuck abortion.
The choice in what their belief system is.
Like, if someone grows up and they're taught from their older generation to be racist, it might be in their head, yeah, you could change them by talking them, debating them, but your government can't mandate someone to stop being racist. There can't be a law passed where, what are you going to pass a law that says racism's illegal and think people are going to listen?
Freedom of speech.
People are still going to do what they want. You can't end ignorance. That's my point.
Use force, it's just going to grow more. Use force, it's going to grow more.
Yeah, that's heavy, bro. I like that, though.
Simple as that.
That's a good point. Use the force. If you use force...
Make a bigger fire.
Then you're just going to set more people up.
So, do you think Trump is getting to the point where he's pushing people to want to be more violent? Because if you look at Obama, whether Obama did a great thing as a president or not, he's still trying to come up with a speech that brought some kind of positivity in a way where people calm down a lot more than what Trump has done. I'm not saying Trump's a bad person. Let's hear me out. The point is how you say things can push people and motivate people to want to do more crime. Or more to be more violent. It's how you say your words. Now, of course, the media can be edited things out. We all know that, too.
They got their own little bias bullshit.
A lot of people, though, are coming from a place of hate. And that's what's guiding their actions. Pure hate. So they're not showing any love. It's just hate.
There's a lot of hate out there. I mean, there's people that's fighting their own people. There's people that's fighting the opposite people. There's people destroying stuff just because they want to destroy stuff. There's cops actually looting without people even noticing it. There's cops actually destroying stores. It's like there's bricks being put in certain areas so people can actually riot. It's like everything is planned for us to be into a big enough chaos. And we're not saying the last one of the podcasts, a couple of podcasts before, I said the goal is to have a chaos big enough. So big that the United Nations will give their power to the NWO so they will be now in charge. And what are we doing right now? We got a riot so big, COVID so big, UFO so big to the point where the United Nations said, we can't handle it no more. We need somebody better. And these guys come in like this motherfucking martial law.
So basically, we're going through our coke age. We're doing a bunch of coke as a nation, our whole nation.
Basically, man.
I just thought
going crazy.
A scenario just popped in my head. So if this shit furthers,
I feel like China
further,
take over.
It goes further and deepens, then, say Trump declares martial law, then the military turns on Trump. Who would be, and under that situation, if they say the military did a, what do they call that, a coup? They assassinate Trump, then who becomes the leader of the United
Vice
States
President.
If we were under martial law? No. Well, whoever is the leader of the military at the time would.
No.
Because who would stop them? They're controlling
the
entire country.
Yeah, if they're being the dicks and like, hey, guess what? We're in charge.
That's a scary thought.
That's what I mean, a coup.
The real question is, who is the mother effer Antichrist? I know it's off topic. I just want to ask.
My
who
theory,
you think it is?
I got three theories.
I think it's that.
I got three theories. Either, who is it? Prince William or Charles?
Prince William.
Prince William or Emmanuel Macron.
Is that the Canadian guy?
No, French president.
Yeah. Or,
I also like that guy.
What's his name? The Trudeau? Leader of Saudi Trudeau? Arabia.
Oh.
Prince?
Some Solomon.
Oh, we're going to end up killed now.
Muhammad bin Salman.
They're going to find us and kill us.
There's a ton of
you're
candidates.
A crackhead.
I'll say
but, that. But, you know the crazy part? Buttercup, you just said it clear as day. What did the Bible say? There will be multiple antichrists.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible just told you there's going to be more than one antichrist.
All
so this antichrist is in different
kingdom.
Positions, different kingdoms. The question is, how about the kingdoms? I was thinking it's 10 kingdoms. So this
13.
Not means there's 10 antichrists, but there's only one true antichrist.
I think there's going to be 13.
I think it's most of Europe. Canada.
Middle East, definitely in there.
I don't think
South
United
America.
States is right this second, but they will become a part of it.
So the next president would be the Antichrist of America? Is it possible?
Canada,
or do you think it would be from the Middle East?
Canada, Mexico, and America.
Yeah. What if they were already from the Middle East, but people don't realize it? And another Antichrist candidate, I know people are going to disagree and give me a lot of shit for it, Barack Obama.
People would say that for
if
a long time.
If he came
time.
Back in power.
The military
the
coup.
The world loves
the
if
coup.
He came back in power,
the
he
coup.
Would be the Antichrist.
It was him.
Because it would be like he was killed, but he for a short time and he came back.
What if he became the leader of the United Nations?
Oh.
And then when the one world government starts, leader of the United
See,
Nations.
See, this truck can go heavy. It can happen.
There's
anything
so many
can happen. There's so many stuff that I could be the Antichrist.
That'd be a lame ending of
forget
the
story. You there, though.
That would be great. I told you, it'd be a surprise. I think it's going to be something we don't know.
Think about that. How long is it? I don't want to be it, but I'm just saying, think about it. It'd be somebody
you
just ready to
know. You
know
about it.
You know, that motherfucker is the one that's doing it. Oh, it's you, man.
Yeah, if I was Antichrist, I'd be like, that's dumb. I don't want.
It'd be
I
too,
didn't audition.
I think
it'd
be too. I think it'd be too easy for me.
Would you kill us?
It, too easy. First of all,
answer the question.
First of all I would have to do is take everybody, a bunch of their babies, a bunch of their kids, pin them up in the figure of the little ropes and hang their asses real quick and say, bow down to me or all your kids die in front of you. Promise me 90% of them go bow down. Then after that, I go to the last 10%, torture them a little bit, and say, you really want to die for your God? Do you really? Really? And I torture them the hell out of them.
Then 9%.
And then I get a few percent of them saying, you know, we're going to die. We don't care. I'm like, well, I'm about to do this, bro. That's before the Lord be like, F this. I ain't got time for this motherfucker. He's going too fast. And just start blowing the hell out of my ass. Because you think about it.
The
days be short as hell. The problem out of it is too damn easy. The point is, the devil takes his time because he wants to make you beg. You got to think about it from his level. It's not just a quick kill. He wants to make you understand that you truly lost or you truly begged him for that mercy or that one of, like, I need to surrender sort of idea. He doesn't want it to be fast. He wants the Lord to see him torture his children, basically.
I think when Jesus come here, he's going to have a Thanos sword.
Damn right. And that's what I'm saying. I couldn't be. That's why I'd rather be good.
Majestic, would you
I'd rather be
that?
Good because
who wants to
earning
fight Jesus?
Nigga, you out your damn mind.
Yeah,
the point is, earning, you know what's crazy part is? It's easy to be bad, but hard to be good. That means earning to be good is the most important thing. Because if it's easy to be bad, you can go outside right now and rob anybody.
It is really
at this
easy
moment.
To be
at this
bad.
Moment, you can crash your car to somebody. You could just literally just lose your mind and just go crazy. You can rob a store right now. No thought. You got to be brave, right, but you can
get
do
a gun,
it.
I guess.
But to actually sit there and surrender and be good, give up your belongings. You know what I mean? Help somebody that you don't want to help. You know what I mean? Talk to people rarely. That's not easy because you have to surrender yourself to be willing to help somebody outside of yourself.
I got a question, though, for both of y'all. Would you, if you had to, shoot a looter if you owned a store?
Well, of course. I saw a video
Dad, that was a quick answer, though. How do you know that person don't have a child outside? A wife, a family?
They've made a poor choice.
No, but you just don't kill first.
You only have,
it's got to be a thought.
No, you only have split seconds. Some, you only have a few seconds sometimes.
But he's a looter, not a killer. What if you? How do you know if he's a killer or a looter?
I don't care.
All right, here's an example. I saw a video. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this video. I think it was in California somewhere during one of the riots. This couple, an elderly couple, an old little old lady and her husband are in this store, and you see, I think it was 9 people, I'm not going to say race or nothing, but 9 people breaking the windows out with 2x4s, trying to get into the door. Well, the little old lady comes out, and she's pretty much telling them to go away. They all start to leave. I think she may have said something inappropriate after they started to leave, so they turned around. And all of them started beating the living hell out of this little old lady, hitting her with 2x4s of shit. Her husband, all he has, because this is California, he don't have a gun, he has a golf club. Well, that didn't do shit. He got his ass beat, too. But the way they beat this little old lady almost to death, it looks like, over nothing. These people didn't have nothing to do with George Floyd or the cops. These people are minding their own business, literally. Minding their own business. They were in their business protecting it.
You know what I like about what you're saying right now, Buttercup, is this is the problem we have right now in America where we don't understand it. Black people hope a white person says something wrong or do something wrong so they can beat the crap out of them. White people are hoping right now that a black person cross that damn line and they're going to try their ass.
Who's the white people you speak of? Because I don't know.
There are some.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm glad I'm not a part of any
the
of
thing,
them.
The thing is
destiny, damn
some
it.
People are saying, some people are triggering other people. They got a bunch of videos now. You'll see them. A white person was in a park. Now, he didn't attack a black person. He attacked a white little girl. She had like a George Floyd little poster, whatever. He attacked a little girl, a little child. Then he attacked the mama. Then he aimed for the daddy. He was angry about a little poster today. The point is that it didn't matter the race, it was an issue that he had a problem with. Then you got black people. A white and old lady was a target or whatever she was. I think she had a knife or whatever she was. And she went to aim at one of the black people and it went crazy. They poured milk and whatever they else, poured a pot over her. She was in a wheelchair, I think it was. They beat the crap out of her ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying, see, those people.
Oh, she died, by the way.
She what?
Died from the injuries.
Get the freak out of here. Yeah.
So those people need to be.
For real?
Yeah.
Tried for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you see what I'm saying?
They said she pulled a knife and was trying to keep people from looting. But even if she did, she's in a fucking wheelchair. Like,
you get a pole and let's move her.
Push her outside or something.
You just roll her down the damn hill.
Whatever.
Point,
okay,
maybe that's too harsh.
That's too intense.
Too harsh. But I'm just saying, without even have to physically touch her, like, whoa,
beating the shit out of her and then spraying with her a fire extinguisher.
My point is how we got to the point where we're so angry with each other as
we're
a culture
tribal.
That all cultures are attacking each other at this point. And it has nothing to do with that case. It's just because now there's so much anger built up that people
are just trying to lash out at everything.
You know what it is?
White, black, white, Spanish, white, black, Spanish, black. It's ridiculous right now.
These people all have strings attached to them and the puppet master's pulling those strings.
With George Soros? Oh, did I say that out loud? No.
Knock, knock.
George Soros is only the skim of it. It goes so much deeper, but.
Like amazing.
That's what's going on.
You know, it gets me mad that we may know some names, and we might end up eventually finding bigger names, and we still won't do nothing about these bastards.
You can't. It's like going up against a whole middle of the country.
Tell me if I'm wrong if I say this, because, you know, we have two white Caucasian men in this room.
Whoa!
I have to say this. My audience know what's going on. And your audience know what's going on.
You call me a cracker or a skin.
Well, damn! I don't think any of those words would have been appropriate at that moment.
Yes, better use
them. Hot damn! You made me lose my train of thought. What the hell is wrong with you, man? I had a point I was getting to.
It gets to your point. Ooh, yeah.
So with two Caucasians.
This is my thing. Be honest with me, guys. When black people protest peacefully, 9 out of 10 times, the person that we're protesting for still gets away with the crime they commit. Now, we go into a riot. We tear up the town. We loot. We burn. We destroy police cars. Now we're considered savages and animals. We must go to jail for our crimes. So either way, we're not getting hurt somewhere. There's a problem. No matter which way we go, we still feel we don't get hurt. So this is my solution. Now you tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I'm joking.
But I think, just hear me out, black folks, and other folks.
Americans, humans,
thank you.
Humans.
If you have a problem with corruption in this country, I say, take out your money. So the money that you use on corporations that fund these things, stop spending your money on them. Like a Walmart, like a Target, like a McDonald's, like major corporations that are involved with a lot of things that actually go there that we don't know about, that they pay for these funders. If you took your money away from them, it will hurt their dollar. And when you hurt their dollar, they start listening to you more because they need your money to keep themselves alive. Right or wrong?
That's true. Another point I want to make, people that are fighting for change, you know, the greatest way to make change is through action and not the type of action you see right now.
Exactly.
For example, if the African-American community wants to truly reform police officers, to change police, they need more and more need to become police officers and change the system from the inside.
Sure.
And not only that, but also more and more African-Americans should be involved in politics and in their government so you can bring about them changes. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot, but
more is the merrier.
The more the merrier, exactly.
You can do it. It's not impossible.
I've always said, I truly believe that African-Americans, if they were united, I'm just saying we all should be united, but if they were united, they could take over this
country.
Hit
the Buttercup just said it right here live for those that don't understand. I'm going to bring it out in another language. Hot damn it, get together and stop killing each other. Now, the point is, if we was on the same page, you're absolutely right. My thing is, let's say we did this movement. 14% of America is black. Am I right or wrong?
But let me say one more thing real quick. But we shouldn't focus on race, sir. So there should just be people. The way it's going to boil down to in the end, we all know, is people on God's side, people on the devil's side. That's it. And that's what it's coming to.
That's what it's coming to.
That's exactly what the path is taking.
Scary,
right,
but it's really getting to that point.
The country is split in half. The world is splitting almost in half, and there will be two sides.
And the planet's being an asshole with the murder hornets.
Murder what?
Damn. The murder hornets still around?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, they found another one in Washington, I think.
This is my problem. And this is my problem right now. I heard Ebola came back, too.
I heard that, too.
Where at?
This is what I'm saying. Now, this is just a theory is what I'm going to call it. A theory. All right, guys, we start out with 2020 with a banger. We start out and hit you with a COVID-19, motherfucker.
No, it was World War III.
Well, World War III scares.
Threat, yeah.
Then they hit you with that COVID-19.
Then sports.
The COVID-19 is like, man, this is something.
Don't forget Kobe Bryant.
Yes, then you kill Kobe Bryant. Then you take away sports, entertainment, bars, nightclubs, any kind
everyone's
of socializing event.
Life.
Now when you take away socialism, now everybody's like social distances. Why? Because you want people to get used to not being around each other. Because if you keep people away from each other, they can't come up and brainstorm ideas to go against you. Now,
and with all the shit going
on top of that, then you always say you drop a motherfucking UFO war and say, hey, we realize that UFOs actually might exist. Ain't that a blip? How you gonna put that in the middle of COVID? Then out of nowhere, you kill a man live on TV and say, hey, why don't we start a giant race war? Hopefully it'd be big enough where we can bring our government and do martial law, shut everybody down and do whatever the fuck we want to do. You know what's next? Then you hit him with Ebola. Hot damn Ebola. Then you find out we had a bigger, greater depression than the Great Depression.
Then round two of COVID hits.
Oh, wow. What the epic COVID 2 is coming out. I call it a movie. COVID 2 is what they need to call it. Not even 19. It's called
this
a twin. I call it COVID 20. Twin. That's what you need to call it.
Then all that hits right before election season.
And maybe a national.
And then Merry Christmas. Some major city gets blown off the map. I called it right now. If it happens, I never preacher fucking said it. I don't hope it don't happen, but if it happens, I said it.
It's going to be Florida.
No, Chicago.
No, it's going to be Florida.
It could be a foreign country. I don't get to fly there.
It's
somebody could get blown on the map.
Hit the middle of
and that's
going to
change the game forever. Tell you right
two
now.
Two Floridas.
You know what the sad part is, Buttercup? And
fuck. Swiss Roll.
Swiss Roll.
Forgot my name.
Swiss Roll, I got to ask you right now. What would you tell your future child about 2020 when they ask you about how your life was back in 2020? This is going to be in history books. Guaranteed.
I keep it sweet and simple for him. I'll be like, well, back in my day of 2020, you had a disease that made everyone paranoid as fuck. You had race, bigotry, and bullshit. And you had threats of world war. You had Trump. You had the Democrats. You had the Republicans. You had everyone just going at each other's throat.
Damn.
You know, celebrities versus celebrities. It's people versus people.
Celebrities versus celebrities.
You know what I'd say? Are you sure you're my kid?
In the fucking murder. Okay. You know, I'll probably say that because I don't have a kid. Oh, and then, the most important of all, the murder hornets.
Who's talking about the murder hornet right now?
I don't know.
You know what? Nobody talked about the COVID-19 or the whole red riot when it's really getting bad. Nobody said this. I hope people wear a mask out there.
No.
Do you know they should keep their distances while they burn these police cars? They could catch a cold.
I'm saying these...
Oh, by the way, apparently the first medical examiner said that George Floyd was positive for COVID-19. He may have been asymptomatic, but he had a positive test result. And he was... In his system, they found methamphetamines, fentanyl, and marijuana.
I got something.
Why is it they always positive in your system when they kill you? Almost like I had to do it.
Preacher Parker, I gotta say this.
Though. Please say it.
And the COVID-19.
Please say it. I feel like.
Please say it.
You're saying that he had the COVID, right?
No, that's what they said.
Let's say hypothetically they're accurate, and the officer catches COVID and say, maybe the other fuckers get COVID. And they're like, nah, we don't want them in jail. Let's let them, you know, be at their house and all that, like house arrest. You know how much fucking uproar would happen?
Think of this even better.
Fucking crazy shit.
Here's the perfect...
He got something.
Here's the perfect chess move
that'd be fucked
to
up.
Incite even more intense violence. Probably the most violence you've ever seen in the United States.
Him being innocent.
When they go to trial, they get set free. The charges get dropped or they are found not
guilty.
That's
like a Rodney King case times 10.
Times 10, because it's more modern, be more spread.
Do you think the White House would burn if that happened?
Oh, there'd be attack.
I think people would be fooled. The script would be read, and they would believe it.
You know what we need to do?
Yeah, but those guys, they'll be
Let's
dead.
Do the opposite. America, I need you to hear me right now. This is not a time of violence. This is a time where our fellow black men and white men get together. Mexicans and Spanish and Muslims, Chinese and all, man. As we stand on the top of the mountaintops and hold hands together, and we say, yes, we can have a dream. A dream that we have unity and love and fellowship with our brother, man. We must get together. We must fight against the system. We must fight against corruption. We must fight against NWO and Freemason and Illuminati and secret societies and all that other BS. And we must stand tall against these bastards and whoop their ass, I said. Whoop their ass. That's what I'm saying.
America.
Definitely the Galapagos tourists. We gotta beat the shit out of them.
The Galapagos.
But the problem is, you said it clear as day, Buttercup. What is the real plan about this? There's a bigger plan.
Oh, yeah.
This is a way. They can't just let it end like this.
This is one of the cards in the Illuminati card game. Law and order.
You gotta get everyone to give up their rights willingly.
This is the...
How many Americans would actually give up their rights? Would you give up your rights, Buttercup?
No. I'd rather die. For mine.
That's what about you?
Kill my damn rights.
If they had a gun to you.
That's like giving up your booty in jail. Hot damn, you gotta fight for your cause.
You think a bullet to the head?
Hot damn.
Yeah, I'm being that serious.
I don't believe... This is my problem. Oh, this is my problem. It's not taking a bullet to the head is the problem. My problem is sitting there waiting for me to take a bullet to the head. Damn it. I'm going to die. I'm going to die anyway. How the hell am I going to sit there and wait for you to put the shot to my head? Like I'm sitting there on my knees and I start crying and mumbling. Mama, I'm going to smack somebody. Somebody get in a bitch lap. Now, in a minute, just a minute, I get up and look at him. He's like, hey. I'm like, now you can kill me. I got my last hit. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be like, give me the guillotine.
I'll try to blow up.
This motherfucker went straight harsh. Guillotine?
That's a quick death.
Nah, that's a scary ass
screw
there,
that. I'm putting a ton of explosives on. I'm going to suicide bomb their asses.
Well, you get 70... Oh, never mind.
No, I'm not. It'll be painful for, I think, 5 to 10 seconds. I feel like when my ding-dong blows up...
But it's like, do you really feel that you died? I think your spirit realizes you die faster when you get blown up compared to being shot or stabbed.
I mean,
stabbed.
I'm going to try to be high and naked. I'm going to be naked when this happens.
Because you're blown up. It's like instant... They say when you die, you see the last few years of your life in a flash, right?
Oh, man.
What if you're blown up?
Time stops.
I don't
want to
say this,
something.
And I don't believe it. This is just like, what if? What if all ghosts and stuff were people that committed suicide trapped here?
That's deep.
That'd be crazy.
lost souls. It's actually the point of the Bible that talks about that.
Judas, he was the first one to commit suicide, recorded, and
he still lost.
Supposedly, he wanders the earth or whatever.
I think he does, never rest. And I think Lot's wife does too.
They had a movie about him. He became a vampire.
The Pillow of Salt.
You know, we need to have Bible talks too on this podcast too, man. I know it's on top, but I'm just saying, we need to talk about some real stuff. But there's some things in the Bible that made you say, damn, people really did some stupid decisions. Or the children of Blizzard, how they killed that one lady, man. They shut down to a motherfucking house and they chopped up in multiple pieces and they spread out throughout the land of Israel. I'm just saying, nobody talks about how gruesome that really was.
Oh, yeah, there's some
gruesome ass stories in the Bible, man. It's like, damn, they murdered these motherfuckers.
Definitely when the whole planet was sinful.
John the Baptist killed by these two punk ass prostitute hoes that they wanted some. You know what?
He never did nothing to anyone.
They just wanted some diggling, and these motherfuckers said, hell no, dog. I ain't giving you up.
Wasn't it one of the. I forget, someone's daughter was like, oh, I just want John the Baptist's head on a platter. That was like her birthday present.
There was a reason why before that. He turned something down. All I'm saying is, there's some dirty ass stuff that go down in the Bible, man.
Illuminati,
man.
Yep. Could be.
You know, this people same that God, don't believe, this people that believe that Illuminati is not real. Is it a possibility they're not real? But nah. There's history for the facts that have proved that they actually existed before that, through Albert Pike and on. So you can't say they're not real.
No, I believe they're real, but they're under a different name.
No, if we hear about it, and it's known in society that there's a secret society, then that means that it does exist. Something created, you know, some group, the first ever group that did secret society, was basically, they started it.
So the Masons.
That's the first.
How many Mason presidents are there? At least 30, right? At least 30.
Are you one of them?
Hell no.
Are you one of them?
Hell no.
Okay, thank God. I can't ask myself.
My thing is, they got all four police officers arrested right now, right? How many of them is going to actually, like you saying, they might walk. Do you think any of them is going to stay, going to walk?
No.
How many do you think is going to actually walk? One might walk.
The Asian's going to get
the
out.
Asian one.
Asian.
He don't. No, hell no. Nah.
Wasn't he the one?
He was the one who made sure nobody saved that man's life. Okay. He better go down. If he walks, that's
broken.
What
were the other two doing?
Yeah, what were the other two doing?
They said the other two at first was on the guy's body, then they wasn't on his body, but it was there. You know what I mean? So
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, so one of them.
I think that white dude that they showed at the bottom of the picture.
Oh, white dude.
I think he's
going
to walk.
One of the white dudes.
I think he's going to walk. Because you don't see too much of him. I'm not saying he should get away with the crime. I'm just saying you don't see too much of him.
You know what would be way crazier? The guy that actually killed him gets away.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he was supposed to say.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other white guy. I don't know. I know there was the white guy that killed him. Then you had the Asian. And I don't know.
The other guy looks Spanish or Middle Eastern. I can't tell. Woo. All I'm saying, man, is if this man, like Buttercup says, walks... That would be the
Please
perfect
do not
way.
Go crazy.
That
do
would be the
crazy.
But that would be the perfect way to really go to the point where now we really need to start washing our back. My younger brother hit me up the other day. And I'm gonna tell you right now, this podcast, we were listening to Preacher Parker. My younger brother's an officer out there in Las Vegas. And I don't know if y'all heard about the cop that got shot in Las Vegas and killed. He was out there, they was pushing protesters back, getting people all cleared out. And he stood around to a little area. And all his officers, he said, they all sat around with their cars all parked. And they all having their own little conversation. You know, just talking. Out of nowhere, they hear a pile. When they hear a pile, they looked around to see what's going on. They saw one of their officers on the floor. So supposedly, they're looking for a sniper.
So
and
that's good as fucking shooting.
The scary fact is, if this motherfucking walk, you know how many more snipers you're going to get?
Oh, you're going to get a lot.
You feel what I'm saying? It's going to get to that point
There's
where, as a police officer or a citizen, you got to be careful. Because if that sniper misses and shoots you, you're going to get shot.
Or if they have this complete hate.
You know what I mean? What's stopping freaking people going out there with this suicide bomb thing? In America, people don't do that as much. In the Middle East, they do it all the time. But just imagine a suicide bomb coming at one of our schools in America or one of our restaurants and just bomb and blow up. That would scare everybody. We're not ready for those kind of attacks. We're not prepared for somebody to come into your place of business.
We've gone too soft.
Speaking of, that's what's missing from 2020. A massive terrorist attack. That's the only thing.
Every year it always happens. But you don't
always talking about
it. No, it ain't happened in a hot little minute since Trump's been president.
And COVID.
Since this is election year, it makes sense that one's going to happen.
It's got to happen. It's 2020.
And it's going to shock everyone because everyone just got
It's an extra
COVID.
Day of ass kicking.
Boom.
People aren't even going to see that coming.
Man.
Boy, no, they will. They
and I'll tell you
podcast.
What, I also think this hurricane season is going to be intense.
No, man, this shit is planned, bro.
And people hating on Breeze. Poor Louisiana. You know what?
While we on this podcast, let's talk about some real junk on this Real Revolution show and the Preacher Parker show. What do you think is the next big event in the next 2 months? Something big's gonna happen. Ebola just came out. What else you got coming out right now?
I go with either second wave or
food crisis. I heard about the food crisis.
That's one thing I see coming.
I say food crisis or asteroid of some sort hits an area.
The big locusts.
One. Oh shoot, asteroid. That'd be serious.
Those locusts have been destroying.
Locusts still around?
Yeah, Africa and India. Africa and India.
They won't go now. Away.
India's got a billion people. If they have food shortage.
Wait, why doesn't the U.S. help them out and get rid of those little bastards?
It's not that easy.
You know, this is the problem.
Go in there with fucking guns.
This is the problem about being American. As a being American, you think you're supposed to go in there in every damn super hit place and think you're about to freaking count the planet. Our job ain't the same every damn planet. Listen. Every damn person.
No, listen. I'd ask them for permission first, obviously. If they say no, like, okay. But if they say yes, we're going to go in there with the science team, kill the bitches, and be like, look, you don't owe us anything. Grow your damn
Swiss
crop.
Roll, I need for you right now to flip the flavors over, hot damn it. And listen to what I'm trying to say.
What does that mean?
But I'm trying to say,
flip the flavors?
Flip the flavors. What I'm trying to say right now, Swiss Roll, is if we as Americans are not willing to help our poor people with crisis we have right now in our own country, our water crisis we have out there in Detroit, our situation with riots we have right now, and the problem we have with police and other situations, and as far as unemployment, how dare us then decide to go to another country, help them in their problem, and forget like we even have something going on in our own home. We don't help our own home, but we are so quick to go to another country to help them. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that as human beings, but if you're not willing to help out your own country,
it goes all the way back to Christ. What do you say?
We're getting rid of damn locusts, though. How hard is it to do that?
Christ, but listen to this. It goes back to Christ. He said, take the needle out of your own eye before you... Or no, what he said, take the plank out of your own eye before you worry about the splinter in your brother's eye.
That's what I'm saying. Take it your home.
No,
man.
I agree with what you're talking about. I'm just saying.
Right now, there's too much shit.
Not right now.
But COVID. If it was a situation where like none of this happened...
COVID. Because help
they would be able to handle it then. The reason they haven't been able to handle the locusts is because of the COVID-19.
We could have predicted something, like some another event that would cause it to overwhelm them.
How would you kill a locust?
Guns, flamethrowers, raid.
Heat-seeking missiles.
Now, nuke.
From a Christian point of view, killing those locusts, wouldn't that be a sin?
Fuck no. Oh, I mean, even if it is...
They're killing the Lord's creatures for what purpose?
They're going to kill other ones of our own kind.
Don't feel bad for killing bugs.
Make sure that you use...
What the hell? That's his creation!
No, but make sure you use the body. Eat them, use them
for bait. I gave them warnings.
Sell them.
I gave them warnings. Why don't everybody in there just pray to one of their million gods? Wait, you know what the problem is? You know what? Lord, I'm about to get cut up by some people right now. India, you have over a million gods. You mean to tell me y'all can't pray to one of them gods to stop the locusts?
Oh, we heard.
So my point in this conversation is pray to one god and maybe you won't have that problem no more. Just saying. Anyway, the point I'm skipping this conversation is that enough is enough. We just talk about some tale of truth. I'm just saying. We're not looking at it that way. Lord can't help you with a million different gods. Which one are you going to pray to? The god of locusts?
No, why?
The god of air? To push your back?
The god of
nature.
You got to call
the god of nations and, hey, nation god, I got to talk to you. Well, not about it. We don't want to include so many gods because they don't want to believe that there's only one that can have done it all. Nobody wants to accept it. Accept. Only one can do all the work. What the hell do you need people for? Do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're an artist.
I'm not an artist.
Not that you're an artist or something. You do music, you do computing, you do all these things. Do you need all these people to help you do that one thing? No. You did it all yourself. So what's the possibility of one person to do it all himself?
I don't care who believes in what I'm saying. Mine is more simpler. I don't want to, you know, go to 18 different types of church.
I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's on purpose.
It's wrong. Forgive me if I hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm just being real.
You know, the Viking gods and, you know, the European gods, you know, the Norse gods, Greek gods. Those are cool, though. We got to admit that. That's pretty awesome.
My theory is that all the so-called gods are literally the fallen angels, and people worship them when they appeared. And believe they were gods because they didn't know the truth.
Yep.
That could be a possibility.
But this is my always problem right here. People always say it's mythology. Greek mythology. You know, the Romans mythology. freaking the Egyptians had their mythology, but they all had multiple gods. Some of them all had the same similar gods. Is it a possibility that those gods truly did exist and we don't want to believe it today, or we want to play it as a hoax so we don't really know the truth of what really happened back in the past?
I think Buttercup's theory would be the closest to it. Angels would be having ability, different types of
But that would mean they had to actually exist as gods.
That means they would, the Bible or other ones that have...
And think of this, what is like, for example... Is like the Greek. Isn't the highest god Zeus?
Well, yeah, but he wasn't the strongest.
Now think of this though. Zeus, known for the lightning, right?
Yeah.
Who fell from heaven like lightning?
Lucifer.
Satan. Hades. The chief of the fallen angels, the highest of the order.
Hades got kicked down.
Now, in the Genesis, didn't God say, I am the only God, no, the true God? As if he already said it to Adam and Eve that there was going to be other gods. In a sense, I'm saying that means there had to be other gods before he told them that it was going to be, he was the only true God.
He knew people would worship other things. Like, some people's God is money. Anything can become a god to people.
Drugs, clothes, fame.
It's just crazy, though, right? That means you had to create them, knowing that they was already going to F up.
But that's
knowing that you was already going to have a story about them. Before you were to make a rule for somebody, you already knew what was going to happen before it happened.
That's a hurt sometimes. Think
but
about
they still
that.
Have the free will
to change it, though.
To change it.
How powerful is that? Imagine being in a position to be an author, but you are also in control of it, knowing what your character is going to do.
It's gonna be your creation.
And you're controlling creation at the same time you're allowing your creation to have the free will to control itself. You understand how much power that is?
So you're saying writing a story is basically writing. Like that's existence. You're
yes,
something.
That's freaking mental, bro.
You brought a story.
That's freaking mental.
I see like this.
Supernatural's done it.
Imagine this: that he knows every possible path and outcome. The only thing that we choose is how we get to those outcomes. He knows every possible. So he knows no matter what we choose, he knows what's going to happen because he knows all the outcomes. But we have the free will to choose how we get to the end.
Because there's so many routes. And the mental part is, if you have dreams or visions of you being successful or having a nice place and blah, 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 you technically already have that. But like you're saying, if you don't choose that right route, you will never get to the thing you already saw that you was already designed to have. You get what I'm saying? You said, you might say, oh, switch role, I want 100 acres of land. I saw that in my dream. And you be like, man, but that ain't going to happen. But Lord already said you already actually technically had that. But because you keep choosing these wrong routes, I'm not going to let you get to that path. So you chose your own destiny. You had the free will, like Buttercup was saying. See, that's why it's so damn heavy.
You know, I was thinking of an analogy. A lot of people...
That's why all the bad things that
I'm going to say, I'm going to be blunt about it. A lot of people that don't know Christ or don't accept him, they believe there's still a path to heaven, right? Now I want to say this analogy right here. Even if there is, and they make it to them gates, you know what the gates take to get in? A key. You know what the key is? Christ. That's the thing. Yep. They might be at them gates, but they're going to be looking outside.
Hey, I go get it.
I mean, I think I'm on the outside of the gate, though. I'd rather be outside the gate than in hell. Think about it.
Temporarily.
They're not going to let you stay outside the gate.
Why
for too
not?
Because you got to go back and learn again. That's called reincarnation.
I feel like
you feel like you have an old soul, what's wrong?
I do have an old soul.
If you had an old soul, that means you went to the heaven gates and they kick your ass back down here.
Oh fuck.
So by a lot about you haven't learned it.
I'm crossing the border. I'm gonna get up in there.
It's freaking scary, man, to think that you can come back to this earth and do it all over again.
Do you feel like you have an old soul?
I feel like I have an old soul.
I do too.
And I feel like I keep failing, so something's but I feel now we at a point in our life we start to understand more. And it's designed for us to understand more. It's almost like a last chance. That's how I feel. You feel what I'm saying? It's almost like the last opportunity to make it.
Something's coming in the book. Something's coming.
And I feel, like me, I've always felt the number 7 meant something. 6 days a man works. So what if 6 times we tried, 7th time, the time of rest, succeed.
No, I wrote it in the book. I wrote it 7 candlesticks. 7 great churches, 7 rafts, 7 vows. There's a whole lot of 7.
23,
30, 37,
777.
I'm just saying.
3.
Sometimes people don't realize. I'm telling you, things don't just happen. Everything is designed into a signature. Everything is master plan. Everything's predicted. You just have to work with different personalities that you may not have thought you was going to work with, but it's designed to make it that way for you to find a certain purpose to succeed in a certain way to complete a certain goal that you are designed to do. I'm sorry, I'm getting too pushy on your ass. Mm-hmm. Right there, but that's point is...
Mine's to kick people in the balls in the public 10 times.
See, this is when logic declines. Logic has declined.
But I'd be naked, though. Because if I die, I'll be naked. Probably high, too.
Morals have declined.
But you'll be like, Adam, I'm proud of you. You're coming back to your roots.
I'm going back to my roots.
All y'all going to see is white ass, though.
Back at Eve, back at Adam in the Bible, you know, naked. I'm back at Eve and, baby in the bottom, in the bottom. What the hell did I just say? A baby in a damn body. No. Huh? That's in a bottle. A baby in a bottle.
Oh, God.
Everybody's like, baby in a bottle.
I was born naked. I'm going to die naked.
You got a point.
But if I die, though, and I'm right next to you, well, I need you to get me naked.
Tell you become naked after me. You get burned from the ashes on your suit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You become a skeleton. You know, your suit stays on, but you're still naked, skinless.
That's an interesting question. Do you think it would matter whether your body's burnt or buried?
That's a good one.
It's a hard
thing. And the Catholic Church, that's a big deal. I don't know what
I'm
going to
go with buried. Buried is what I want. I don't care about the books.
But do you think it would matter?
How about throw to the ocean? That's
what we do. No, because I think at least it's flesh.
I think either way, it all goes back to the earth.
I think somebody should shoot me.
If your ashes, it still goes
back to the earth. I think I should die, and they put me in a spaceship, and they shoot my ass out of space. That way, and then throw me at the motherfucking rocket ship, so my body just...
Then you
and I become multiple stars over the
world. I want a tree to be buried on top of my grave so when it roots, it gets into my body and feeds on me for nutrients. I can make a tree grow.
Deep.
That's a good thought.
That's good stuff.
Life out of death.
Yep.
Roots start out in darkness, but the tree will have
the tree will have a name, though. There will be a sign saying, fuck you. It's the fuck you tree.
Well, that's...
Every time you see it, it has a finger and it says "fuck you."
You know that is your eye thinking about you. You're 23 years old. How do you think you're gonna act when you're the age of 30? How do you think he's gonna be, Buttercup? I think he's gonna be a much more woke, more.
What are you talking about? I'm the woke at 30.
Yeah, you woke now, but just imagine you at 30. How woke?
Super Saiyan woke.
That's gonna be another level. He got white hair.
Say it this way: he got an earlier start than I did.
True, I give you that.
Forced homelessness.
I was asleep till like 4 years ago, probably 5 years ago. I was a normal person, didn't care about the world, didn't see nothing, saw the fake reality, and then something just...
I didn't start thinking about this, so that was like 1920.
It was there, but I didn't have a way to...
I slowed down, came back.
I think the reason it took so long for me is heavy drug use.
That too.
Drug
abuse. The question is...
Drug abuse.
Or do you think it's because of what's going on right now that you can obviously see the obvious? You know the problem is... People say, oh, you woke, or you're a conspiracist.
The word is getting kind of
conspirator. But think about this. Sometimes you start to see things without somebody showing you on the media, without you seeing it from the internet, and you naturally say that something ain't right here. You just figure that on your own. That something's
effed up. The matrix broken a little bit.
If you could do that on your own without anybody showing it to you, then you are one of the woke people. Because you start to realize, yo, this is some bull crap, and it's time for me to wake up and start spreading this love to somebody else that needs to hear it, or blind on my own.
Or point
somebody's
point
ass.
Them in the direction.
I want my whooping ass. That's where end of the day go. Somebody's got to go down for this.
All right, let's kick Buttercup.
Before I die, my old goal on earth was to know who started this bullcrap, and that motherfucker didn't get that. I know everybody's going to say Lucifer, but I want to know the first human that got involved. Like, yo, this is the one.
I want to say this. Satan don't deserve to have the title Lucifer no more. Shouldn't even use it like
I
that.
I think he has.
Lucifer was when he was in a high spot in a good place. That was a good name given to him. But when he fell, that's why he became Satan. He doesn't have that title.
So I think he still deserves it.
I'm sure he uses it still.
Yeah.
But he's the morning star.
Like, if you
star.
Tell me to call you something
but
else,
is he the
I'm
morning star or
to.
Morning light?
Both.
Morning star?
Morning star.
Was it called the morning star?
It was. Morning
but
star.
But there's a certain part in the Bible where Jesus also becomes the morning star.
And I think Revelation.
That's when people start getting crazy. See, he was like, wait a minute. How can Lucifer and Jesus be called the morning star?
Because Satan lost the title.
That's what he was saying, but because they're brothers. There's so much going on. You could break it out of your own way of what you think is really be going on. What if they're brothers that just the opposite?
I mean, they are brothers.
But it's just weird.
The things that have happened on earth are reflections from heaven. The things that happen in heaven are reflections from earth.
Nice.
We're connected to each other that deep.
What is loose on earth should be loose in heaven. What should be bound in earth should be bound.
Why not this? Why don't God just, you know, let Satan have earth, like, literally all by itself with all the sinners and then just take heaven.
He said the earth was... belong to the prince of the world, which is the devil. Right? The world belongs to the devil, not the earth. The devil runs the world. The world is considered the people. The earth is a planet. He don't own or run the earth. He runs the world. The world is the people that's in the earth.
And the system.
So he's the king of the, basically the king of the people. And they follow him. That's what the Christ said, you should be of the world, but not, no, you should be in the world, but not of the world.
Exactly.
Why is that? Now, this is what people get wrong. Like, I know Buttercup says it a lot. You can't dodge sinners, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? You need to be up in that motherfucking grind. You need to be in that spotlight so you can fix what's in the world. But don't become part of it. That's the biggest challenge you got right now.
That's the challenge.
That's right? The challenge.
I think that's where humans fail so much.
Because you have to be able to walk a very fine line. You can't fall past.
You can't let the temptations.
But it's easy to slip. It's easy to slip when you're amongst the world and you're trying to change people. It's so easy to be just like.
It's like that. It's like the pie smoke that goes near your nose. Like, come here, bitch. You know you want it. You know you want this pie.
Satan's powerful enough to
seduce,
get any Christian to do things easy. They don't want to.
Easy. You gotta have a strong. It's hard. It's easy to say.
No, I'm just gonna have Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey going through my head right when he's talking to me.
Damn.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey. All right, what you want? You got any last words to say about it?
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
What? That's his final words.
Final words. What you got? Yeah.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. But your name is Dale Swiss Roll. Do something Swissy Rolly like.
Swiss Bob.
All right, so all I got to say is I do like what I see as far as protesters defend or stopping looters and rioters, protesters and police uniting for the same cause. I want to see change come about. I think police should be held to a higher standard. That the way to become a police officer should not be as easy.
Yeah.
There should be much more stringent standards. We could say kind of like the military. You don't want a militaristic, though. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying.
But more background checks, I guess.
People should be held.
And if you get
you should have more mental tests. More tests to test your brains, test your train of thought. You should always have multiple tests every now and then to see if they'll shoot the wrong person or they'll. You gotta
put
try.
Put them in tons of stressful situations.
Exactly. So that way you can feel where they're coming from and what they understand. You know, that's.
Because
we need police. I know people always say this, but you. At the end of the day, you need a police officer to protect your ass when your ass is some real ass.
No, Popo.
At the end of the day.
It'll be terrible, man. I'd probably have to kill a lot of people.
Imagine a world without police. Who didn't really think about that for one second? They should do a show like that. A world with no police and see what's happening. When you women's out there getting attacked by a man, officer, you can't call that officer. You know what I'm saying? When that guy's getting robbed or freaking they losing their stuff, ain't no officer. You somebody get shot in the middle of the street, ain't no cop. And you gotta hope that citizen actually gives a damn about you without they turn down the shit like the Western days. They be like, oop, you got shot. And they close their damn doors right back. Or like Chinese people with the old school movies, when somebody gets killed or kidnapped or chased, they all close their doors. They don't see your ass.
Whenever order is gone, something will step in to fill
chaos.
The void. Something will step in to fill the void and end the chaos and become the new order.
And that's the Antichrist. Coming soon. Because this is the perfect chaos to make him come.
The last movie ever aired is going to be Antichrist.
Left Behind 5.
Never seen any of them.
Pretty decent. That's not like the best actor, but the plot was like, damn, this joke is pretty good.
And good book.
Yep.
I think I can make a better one. Like, it's a demon invasion, but demons see you by if you do sin. Like once it's like a target system.
It's kind of like that in real life. The demons can see, obviously, always, but then the more you slip into the world and the more you sin, the more open you become to them.
Exactly. I mean, I'm going to say it truly right now. I just suggest that all people stay woke, stay prayed up, stay strapped up,
yeah,
and be aware of your surroundings at all times.
And love each other, damn it.
Love each other, man. That's the biggest part right now, man. We really got to stop.
We got to stop fighting each other, damn it.
Stop getting tricked into this junk, man. We got to stop thinking. That's all I'm saying.
We need police, but we understand, you know, they can be dickheads.
Unity over death. And the last thing is that you can't keep saying the words, I can't breathe, because you're actually speaking into existence, so it makes it a reality that you can't breathe. You can't keep saying no justice, no peace, because the reality, when you keep speaking to the world like that, the universe, you're telling yourself that I get no justice, I get no peace. Because you remember, in the universal law of the tongue, it doesn't know negative from positive. So whatever you say out your mouth just becomes an action. Think about what you say before you say it.
The tongue is mightier than the sword.
Mm-hmm. Boom!
And the tongue
in your face, motherfucker.
The tongue can start wars.
So we'll end it with that.
Freestyle. Now.
Yeah, freestyle. Go.
Go. Hickory.
Baba Booey.
No.
Baba Booey.
Busted.
And we're
going to end it with that. Put a cup. Hey! It was getting good. We had 20 seconds. We had 20 seconds, man. All right, you good.
Yours is still going, smart one.